Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady, go.
Hey, don't get anxious, get prepared. Welcome to TCE Radio. We're live with you 12 noon from 12 o'clock till 12:30. Hey, give me 30 minutes and I promise we will change your Monday mornings. Today's topic, we're going to talk about how to keep your career confidence. We're going to look at the latest numbers from the job claims that was shouted out today. I mean, you know, what we did last week, how many people filed unemployment last week. But we're also going to talk about, you know, what the deal is with the pandemic, how to stay confident in spite of COVID. We're going to read some news, take your calls, any shout-outs or push-up reports, or, hey, if you're an employer and you're hiring, give us a call. You have something to share that will help inspire and empower someone, give us a call, 516-387-1850. Again, that's 516-387-1850. Tell your friends, share the show, tweet it out. Remember, radioshow.tcenow.com gets you here at each and every Thursday. If you haven't set a reminder so you can make sure you get pinged when we're live, do that right now. Share us, tweet us, whatever. Follow us, like us, tweet us. I think I said that already, right? That's what's up. So, again, I am your career engineer. Never fear, the career engineer is here with tips and tricks to help you change your game on Monday morning. If you're not getting our newsletter, you're missing out. It goes out tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow I've got to wait until 8:33 to get my news on what we've done, what our job, the jobs report for August comes out. So I got to wait till those numbers come out at 8:30. But you can get the newsletter right now. If you're not getting it right now, subscribe.tcenow.com. Subscribe.tcenow.com to get that wonderful newsletter. In fact, I was looking at some of the great topics we're hitting. You know, we're talking all things career, all things, some things business. I know some of you are entrepreneurs and COVID is here, but you want to press on and build your entrepreneurial confidence. Again, our hotline number is 516-387-1850, 516-387-1850. You can listen to this entire live talk radio show from anywhere in the world on your phone. But if you have a question or a comment or want to talk to your friendly neighborhood career engineer, all you have to do is push number one on your keyboard. That alerts me on my switchboard. I have a caller, and I would love to bring you in, okay? Would love to bring you in. So remember, we're going to talk about, you know, did you know that since we've started all this stuff, you know, with COVID, we've had over 40 million folks had to file for unemployment during this pandemic. I mean, 40 million, like we're talking from March until like yesterday, right? So that's really, I mean, we're talking, what, 6 months? I mean, first of all, it's September. And I had an epiphany that Monday was Labor Day. It doesn't even feel, I mean, does it feel like Labor Day to you? I mean, here we are talking about jobs and careers, Labor Day weekend. 2020 has been an unusual year. But the 40 million folks in the last, I'll say March. So this is September. So let me do my math. That's 6 months is what has gone down, and we're still having some numbers. But I do want to get y'all some tips on what to do to stay confident. So I would love to know from you, like, in your career pursuits right now, your entrepreneurial pursuits, you staying confident? Are you concerned? Are you worried? What say you? I'd love to hear about that. 516-387-1850. And, of course, I am taking your calls and comments and texts. Our chat room is also open. But I'm also, my Twitter is open, guys, at Career Engineer on Twitter. I'm going to try to read that. And Facebook is also open, too. So if you want to give us a tweet shout, let us know. tag us so we can definitely know, and we'll definitely reach back out to you. So listen, now, new, and next, that all matters. That's how we think about confidence in our careers right now. There is the now, okay, no doubt, what we're dealing with today, okay? And then there's the new, because guess what? In the 6 months that we've been in this particular season of change, we've had to come up with some stuff to help us stay sustainable and maintainable. Those have been my two favorite words lately, sustainable and maintainable. Right now, in the situation that we're in right now, sometimes, you know, you might just have to deal with two options. I need to sustain what I got and maintain what I got. Yes, I want to grow. I want to explode. I want to do all new things. I'm all about that, y'all. Your career engineer is all about going for it. Use your wisdom here. Sometimes if the best you can do is sustain and maintain, then you are successful. 40 million people have filed for unemployment since we started this whole thing, right? But here's the big word for y'all, the word next. Next has become like my third favorite word. I mean, beyond don't get anxious, get prepared, which is six words. Next is a powerful word. We're going to be focused on next. I mean, we have now. We've got new, but we're also focused on the next. You're going to hear more about the power of next in TCE World as we talk about some things we're going to bring your way so that we can make sure our next is explosive. Because while you're dealing with now, while you're sustaining and maintaining, it's all about the next. But I'm going to say something. Your next will depend on your matter of confidence. Your matter of confidence in who you are as a person, what you bring to the table, okay, how courageous you are to let the market know what's out there, you know, and your competence, you know. So your confidence and your competence and your courage is all a part of whatever you have defined as next for you. So that's how we're going to hit about how to stay confident. I mean, what are you doing now, N-O-W, to, you know, maintain your confidence? What new things, N-E-W, have you done to upscale that confidence as their new skill building? Have you learned some things in COVID? I mean, let's just keep this real with the new, okay? Because there's K-N-E-W, which is a powerful word too, but there's also N-E-W, which is a very powerful word. Just think about it. I mean, get yourself a little piece of paper. Everything don't have to be online, y'all. Some things are just a piece of paper. And think about what you have done new in this last 6 months. Have you learned a new skill? Have you adapted? Gee whiz. I mean, oh, gosh, that's an old word, isn't it? Gee whiz. You know, what things have you done new? I mean, some of you who never worked from home, you know, you found ways to synergize your tech and your toys to make things work, okay? Those of you who have young children or family members that you know, everybody goes out the house up until March and go wherever they go, then they come back after five. Well, that changed. So what new skills, what new hard skills, soft skills, ways have you dealt with the now? That's important. That should help build your confidence. Maybe you thought you couldn't do this thing. I mean, I have parents who's like, how in the world am I going to teach my kid at home? And you know what? Come September, you did that. You did that. You did it for 6 months. So now, kids, you know, young people going back to school again, parents have your new is you've got a baseline. You've got a beta plan. You know what you did that worked. You know what you did that didn't. Going forward, you've got something to bank on. You've got a baseline. You've got a new skill. You've handled stress in a different way. You've handled your finances in a different way. Okay? You've handled your feelings in a different way. You've managed your boss in a different way. You've managed your job search in a different way, okay? You've managed yourself in a different way. That's the new. So think about that. Give yourself some credit for the new stuff you've done to build your confidence. But now here's that magic word. It's the next. It's about the next. With what you did now, what you've learned new, how are you going to apply that to next? Oh, next is my favorite word, okay? And we're going to get more into the next in a minute, but I do want to get you guys some news. Let me take a quick commercial break, meaning it's just me talking again. For those of you just tuning in, it's your career engineer right here. We're live with you 12 noon on Thursdays right here at TCE Radio. Hey, 516-387-1850 is our hotline. 516-387-1850 is how you can listen to the show from all over the world. As long as you have internet, as long as you've got some power, you can join me from anywhere. This radio show is not limited to wherever you are. So share us with your friends, with your neighbors in other countries. TCE Radio is 12 noon East Coast time. And this number, 516-387-1850, you can call in. You can listen to the entire show on your phone. And you can press 1 to have a conversation or ask me a question about anything related to career, life, and business. But don't call that number after the show, guys. I'm telling you, I get up here and we can tell someone called after. This is only live while we're live, so which is right now, so you can be a part of an amazing radio show. But let me share this morning, you know, every Thursday, like I tell you guys, every Thursday these news come out. So I want to give you guys some data. And again, for those of you that read my newsletter, which is written by me, actually. Some people ask, because I do outsource some things, but I put that newsletter together myself, y'all. So I'm telling you, it's a lot of work. I decide what a content's going to be in there. And the content that's me, I write it myself. So, but I'm telling you, I have to pick and choose. So I'm the editor of my newsletter. That's not vended out. Somebody asked about that the other day. All right, so listen, what I can tell you today, remember on BLS.gov, because that's where you career seekers and changers, and even the entrepreneurs out there, if your money, if your business is about folks who work by your thing, you need to pay attention to the employment numbers. I mean, these are the people who are employed, right, or unemployed, and these are the folks that tend to invest in stuff or buy goods and services. So if your goods and services is purchased with people who have W-2s, you might want to pay attention to these numbers, all right? So listen, every Thursday at 8:30, the Department of Labor, DOL.gov, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics gives us lots of data. We can go to town on data. So you can check out those BLS.gov and see the numbers for yourself. But every Thursday, we get a listing of how many folks did an initial jobless claim last week. So every week, I mean, we've always had this data forever. It's just become more important because of COVID and the layoffs and the furloughs and layoffs and jobs disappearing and all that kind of good stuff. So for the week ending August 29th, which was last week, it has gone down. We've had a couple weeks ago it went down below 1 million because it's been above 1 million for a while. So according to last week, it was adjusted seasonally. I'm going to talk about what that means to 881,000, which is the lowest it's been, period, since we've dealt with COVID, guys. 881,000 folks did initial jobless claim week ending last week. So what that means in layman's terms is last week, you know, everybody goes to their job, you know, you got laid off, you got downsized, you know, whatever happened that you can qualify for unemployment benefits, okay? So last week we had 881,000 folks in 1 week. Now, please understand, in most places, I mean, it was like 300,000 for the nation, you know, a year ago today. You know, stuff. I mean, this whole 1 million every week, and that's how we got that 40 million. Okay, but it's good news that it's only 881 folks last week went and filed and got their first time they've ever filed. So that's being recorded. And what we mean by seasonally adjusted, because you'll see that number, for those of you who, again, you'll hear it on different media, whichever side of the fence you're on with your media, or you're reading it in your paper, it just means that certain times during the year, you have the holidays, you have summer, you have things like that, and it's not uncommon for numbers to kind of fluctuate a bit. You know, Christmas time, the hiring numbers, well, last year's Christmas time, we'll see what happens now. But, you know, hiring numbers go up in retail certain times. Hiring numbers go up in hospitality in the summer because of, you know, people are on summer vacation. They're at the beach, so they're eating more. They're at hotels. They're at Disney World and those things, even though this year is a little different. But places like where I live here in Virginia Beach, I mean, we're a resort town, so we live on summer dollars and summer stuff. So places like us can have different hiring numbers, and it can impact the numbers overall. So that's when you see something saying seasonally adjusted, that's what that means, okay? So the good news is it was only 881,000 folks. The bad news is it was 881,000 folks that got jobless. They had to file for unemployment last week. Now, tomorrow, the numbers will reflect what we're all waiting for. So we wait for this every second Friday of the month. It's for the month of August, what the deal is, you know, how many job gains, how many job losses, yada, yada. what you're going to hear, and I'm going to talk about those numbers probably on next Thursday show, but what I want folks to understand, again, I am talking confidence, guys. Some of us will go, oh, no, 1 million people are out of work. There's no hope for me. I'll never get a job. And that's a lie. That can definitely reflect your confidence. Your confidence is either going to be based on what you're reading and seeing or who you are, okay? You need to have your confidence fueled from the inside, not the outside, okay? But your competition is reading the numbers and remaining scared all day long, okay? And that's good for you. So while they're scared and shaking in their boots because, oh, no, 800,000 people, you need to go, oh, okay, so maybe things are bouncing back. It doesn't matter. I know who I am, what I bring, what I want, and I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go get it. Because I got some new, I got some now, and I got some next. I'm going to go get it, okay? That's how your confidence has to maintain, all right? Numbers are important, and, you know, they matter. If I've ever coached you, I talked about the power of numbers, the power of quality and quantity and focus and strategic and intentional numbers and doing the work. This is not, we don't live in Mickey Mouse land. There's no La La Land was a movie. It ain't real, okay? This is real deal. You put 10 in, you're going to get 10 out. You know, you put 100 in, you might get 1,000 out. You get what I'm saying? So numbers do matter, but don't let it impact your internal confidence. If you lose your internal confidence, you're going to find yourself a long time in this market if you're looking to transition or change, okay? Now, let me just give you a couple of things about those numbers, that 881,000. Let me correct myself. Let me see. Let me read something to you. I'm reading something. Before this year, the most claims filed in a single week was 695,000 in 1982. That was a bad year. What was I, 2 years old? Maybe I lie. I can't tell. I'm going to tell you the truth. There was something I did want to hit. It was something here that I want to share with y'all, and I had it highlighted about those numbers just to show you some retrospect. In late March, just to give you a little difference, we had about 6 million people initially filing claims, you know, late March. And, you know, I think it was the first 1 and 2 weeks of March, 6 million. So the 881 is a good change. So I want to get that out there to y'all, so that's very important. Now, I'm going to have more of the full article on this when we in our newsletter tomorrow. So to make sure you get that and some other good news that I think you want to get be prepared for. But before I segment, I want to get to next in a minute, is I was going to say, oh, about the numbers tomorrow, okay, because, see, I'm having one of those moments. I'm looking forward to what they're going to say tomorrow. Again, I got to wait till 8:30 for them to come out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the jobs, the Labor Department. But you're going to hear folks say brand new jobs, and I'm going to tell you right now I'm going to suggest to you that that's not the case, all right? What I've been seeing and what I talked about, I think, last month, even in one of my, I think, my newsletter, one of my other podcasts or something, it's restore jobs. What we're finding, which is, you know, this is all good news. You're going to hear maybe, I don't know, 1 million jobs are going to be, you know, in coming August, 1 million jobs got hired. And some of you, it's new payroll because some folks got new jobs. We have people who have gotten hired in our TC space. So that's good news. So some are new payroll jobs. Others are restored jobs because the companies that let someone go is bringing them back. So, but you're going to hear a different take by all the media, depending on what side of the fence you're on. Somebody's going to shout brand new jobs, and it's not going to all be brand new. A lot of them are restored from previously being laid off, and that's, again, that's some spin there. However, there are new jobs. There are folks who have gotten a new job, and I want you to know this, because this is important. This is very important. Because, you know, numbers are great, and stats don't lie, but the statisticians do, right, is that when we're looking at the new jobs report, what that truly means, okay, is new. It's new payroll, non-farm payroll. So what we're actually – so you can know this information because people be spitting it all the time if you're on payroll, okay. So someone has a job order, that job's been vacant, you know, they put a job order out there, we do all kinds of interviews, yada, yada, that person is onboarded that month, did their little paperwork and everything, and they're on that company's payroll, did the onboarding in August, okay? So we count that as a new job, all right? However, folks who are laid off and are kind of called back, they're not a new payroll, even though you're going to have some sides of the argument say, yes, they are, and they're not. They were new when they got hired way back when. They were furloughed or laid off, and they called back. So it's good that folks are calling back. I mean, I like that. That's a good thing. We want to keep that. But just be careful when you hear the spin, because trust me, one network's going to say brand new jobs, a million jobs. Another network's going to be saying most of those jobs are restored. I'm going to go with the one that says restore, because that's the truth of it. So listen, this is Cure Engineer Radio, TCE Radio right here. We're going to come back. We're talking about you building your confidence, the now, the new, and we're going to get to next right after this small break.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Declare what you don't want to do. Fact, I don't like okras. Therefore, I don't eat okras. I enjoy collards instead. If you don't like something, stop pursuing it. Your declarations will release you to pursue those areas where your interests, gifts, talents, and strengths can shine. Power statement, when you love what you do, you'll never be forced to go to work every day. This is Francina Harrison, the Career Engineer. Thank you for listening.
Right here, the engineer, never fear. The engineer is here talking about how to keep your career confident. So we talked about new earlier, and now we're talking about next. Oh, wow, it's time for next. That sounds familiar. That's something I said actually in January as we were thinking about, even though my company name, career engineer, our motto for the company is don't get anxious, get prepared, which is, pretty much in your career, life, or business. Anxiety keeps you from being prepared, so you can't be anxious, you got to be prepared. However, I always have a working thing because it's something like, what's my focus this year? So that all the programming or teachings or as we're coaching our clients, the things I want people to get, and it was like, it's time for next. So I kind of felt of 2019 to 2020, this wonderful 2020 was going to do something a little different this year, and boy, did she ever. But I was sharing that we need to get focused on next and to get out of a rut, to get out of a comfortability, to get out of, just same old, doing the same thing over, just kind of waking up, being like almost a Groundhog Day. If you ever saw that movie that was out many, many years ago, you get up, you do the same thing, put on your clothes, put on your shoes, eat the same meal, go to the same place, go to sleep, get up in the morning, do the same thing all over again. It was time for next. And I really want to know what next was. And lo and behold, come March, we had to pivot and shift like in Uber style, hypo shifting for next. And that may have been actually, of course, with our thoughts and prayers are with the million, 6 million Americans that have been diagnosed with COVID, which is actually a pre-existing condition for all of our folks who are arguing over the healthcare situation. Now, those are 6 million pre-existing conditions, guys. Another show will be ready for that. But now, we lost 180,000 souls to this new disease. And we're definitely keeping those folks in our thoughts and prayers. But the next, what we have to do is focus on next. Now, normal has packed its bag, went somewhere, and ain't never coming back. So if you're still holding on to normal, you're reducing your energy for moving to next. You've got to focus on next. What's next for you? With all the new stuff you've learned and the stuff that you're dealing with now and how you've sustained and maintained, what's your next? Is it a next job? Is it a next business opportunity? Is it a next you? Is your emotional, spiritual, what's your heart pulse saying to you? What are the new things you really want to take over take a healthy risk toward? What healthy risk are you willing to do for your next? You know where you are. You know where you've been. What do you want to do? And is your confidence, because you've got that three tier of now, new, and next. You've already been through two of them. Got one more to go. Is your confidence meter ready for you to take that healthy risk to go to next? What is next for you? In fact, think about that. What does next mean to me? What does that mean for me? And write this stuff down. Don't just keep it in your head. You ain't got to share it with anybody. You don't even have to tell it with your friendly neighborhood career engineer. But you've got to know, what is NEXT for me? What does that look like? What's the trigger? What does that look like for relationships? What does that look like for my finances? Am I going to buckle down a little bit because this little COVID thing taught me you better keep something in the kitty and the cookie jar and under the mattress for times such as these? Or has this said, you know, I'm going to go, I should have invested in the Zoom stock in December. Boy, would I have made a killing. You know, oh, and I'm telling y'all, I didn't buy it. Oh, it's about $400 a share right now. What in the world was I? Who knew, okay? So what's next in career? I mean, if you have an opportunity currently, what's next? Are you going to work a career pathway? Is this an opportunity now with the way things are that you can shine and take the reins and change the game a little bit? How are you? What's your next level relationship with your management? Are you ready to step out and find something new? Are you scared or are you confident? Are you scared or are you confident? Do you believe you've got it to go? Have you brushed up that brand? Does it look like what the marketplace needs? What's your next? I have a next, okay? Of course I do. Every year, because it's time for next. If you've been stuck in now, forever, and you still want normal back, let it go. If I could sing the Frozen song, I would, but I won't do that to you on the radio. Let it go. You better put it all on next. And next involves creativity, problem solving, upskilling those skills. You know how I feel about technology skills, high tech. Whatever high tech means to you, you better. I mean, I'll start simple. Have you optimized the mechanics of your phone? I'm talking this. Have a next moment with mobile technology. Have you optimized the power of your mobile device? All the third-party apps you use, how it works, how it can make your life easier, better, faster, more efficient. Just your phone and all the little things that go with it, okay? That's the next level, for real. Because I do things, this thing has become my secretary. You know, I mean, it's just, what this phone can do is unbelievable. And I've always, you know, I'm a mobile girl. I love it. But there are some things that we haven't tapped into, okay? Your skill sets with whatever industry you're in. What is the next in your industry that you're in? Have you pursued that? Have you looked into it? Have you checked out the superstars in your industry, meaning new companies, next level companies, next ways of doing business? We have this opportunity to fix everything. What we did as normal doesn't work in next. It just normal and next aren't the same. They're not even cousins. So what do you have that can make next awesome? Okay? And you have to figure that out. You can't figure it out on your own because you can DIY everything. We know this. There's Google University. Or you can hire somebody like the career engineer. No doubt. And I'm not free. I'm not. I'm sorry. I wish I was. Can't. Well, I could be if between Bill and Oprah will just, you know, kind of be my benefactor. I'll do all of this for absolutely nothing. You know, they'll just pay, right? That's what's up. But that's the next, right? So the challenge is you'll have to define what next means to you, and then that confidence that you've built in getting through this cycle, this season, this pause, this semicolon, whatever COVID brought our way, now you need to deploy that to wherever you want to go. You're next. There's an internal next, and there's an external next. I say go get it and leave normal alone. Yeah, now, new, and next. Again, guys, TCE right here. Make sure you're visiting our website. We try to update it weekly, you know. TCENow.com, no doubt, TCENow.com, where you can find us everywhere. Let's see, what else we got going on? Don't forget to hit up that newsletter, subscribe. TCENow.com. Again, subscribe.TCENow.com so that you won't miss the news and the net coming in your mailbox, right in your mailbox. Okay, share that with others. If anyone can subscribe, they can always unsubscribe if they'd like to. But why would you unsubscribe from TCE News? with over, I mean, nationwide, we average about 20,000 job leads every week. What the heck? Stick with us, you know? And you can always send me a comment. Remember, you can reach out to me offline. Turn that down. Yeah, that was weird. It kind of went up. Let me turn it back up. Hold on. But anyway, have a safe New Year, Labor Day weekend. Remember social distancing. I'll see you guys next time.